And I was just thinking about sending my commiserations to all those Leeds fans.
Absolutely. Was it 3-0?
I think it might have been a little bit worse.
4-0.
In my mind, it's 4-0.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was 3 or 4, actually.
It was a tonking anyway.
Oh, tell you what, speaking of tonkings, is that you, Laura? That is a smelly one. Oh, dearie me.
Okay, I don't actually like talking about this because I think it's quite a private sort of thing, but maybe I'm a little bit prudish, so let's just set the record straight once and for all. JP, you're actually farting all the time and it's really getting my dander up.
I'm farting, it's getting your dander up. I don't think it's me.
It is you, and it is really starting to annoy me.
All right, well, you know, let's not fall out about it. I mean, I don't want a big argument. I mean, it's hardly one for Jeremy Kyle, is it?
So today on the Jeremy Kyle Show, this is the title, my co-presenter's passing wind all the time and it's really getting my dander up. Laura, what's your problem?
Well, it's Jonathan, actually. He just can't stop farting. It's really starting to get my dander up.
Right, let's get Jonathan out of the show. Give him a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. See what he's got to say. So, big fella, what's going on?
It's not me, it's her, but because all the farts always smell of roses, she thinks she can get away with it.
Blimey, Jonathan, that is a really smelly one. Now is not the time.
That's not me. Is that you?
No, it isn't me.
Jeremy? Is that you?
Join me after the break. We'll find out the truth. I'm right back.
So there you go, Laura. That bloke who's been sat in the corner for the last few weeks, who we didn't think too much of, who just said he was in on work experience, Mr. Jeremy Kyle, or Jez, as we now call him, because he's our best mate.
Jez's confessions.
I reckon it's him being letting the smelly ones out. So
I think it is. I don't think we should let this come between us.
I owe you an apology, Laura.
Go on then. Grovel.
Well, in time to come. I'm not ready for it just yet. I mean, I did have some grounds. I mean, we're not 100% convinced it's him. Could we have a Scorpion's Wind of Change?
I'm afraid not, but I tell you what we can have.
Tuned into Bradford. This is BCB 106.6 FM.